And at 8:07, we have mostly sunny skies, and it's 38 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy to cloudy today, a high of 45. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. In local news, the Atlantic City Council is set to act this evening on an order to approve an engineering agreement for the Atlantic Golf and Country Club and a Palm Street drainage stormwater study. The meeting begins at 5:30 in the council's chambers at City Hall. During their meeting on October 16th, the council heard from AGCC Board President Lucas Mosier with regard to stormwater management issues affecting the business and the surrounding area. Mosier said the water has caused the course to be closed for more than 3 weeks this year, which of course meant lost revenue. It's hoped, he said, a culvert will alleviate problems with stormwater runoff. The golf course board has paid for tiling to mitigate the problems, but it all connects to a narrow inlet area on the south end of the golf course on the north end of the Country Club addition. A constant flow of water from the addition is overwhelming the existing tile system, rendering it essentially ineffective. Also, an existing culvert beneath Palm Street needs to be addressed, according to City Administrator John Lund, as heavy rain events cause significant damage to the stream banks and bridge just downstream of the culvert. The Community Development Committee met October 30th to review the issue with Mosier, Snyder, and Associates Engineer Dave Sturm and Kirk Knudsen with the Atlantic Street Department. They unanimously recommend the council provide for an engineering study of the entire drainage area. The $10,000 cost of the study can be absorbed through the fiscal year 2020 Stormwater Utility Fund. The council this evening will also act on approving a resolution obligating funds from the Hotel Whitney Urban Renewal Area Fund for appropriation to payment of the annual TIF or tax increment financing obligations that are due next year. And this will be the second year the city is eligible to capture the taxes paid by the Whitney Group using TIF. It'll also be an annual feature on the council's agenda until the maximum payment of $750,000 has been reached, or 20 years, whichever is first. In other business, the Atlantic City Council will act on approving the fiscal year 2019 urban renewal report as required by the Code of Iowa. They'll also act on approving a bid from Pierce Pump Incorporated at the amount of $37,340. And that is associated with the Ash Street Sanitary Sewer Replacement Project. And they'll also hear an annual report from Atlantic Public Library Director Michelle Anderson. Well, members of the Harlan Community School District's Board of Education on Monday asked Interim Superintendent Lynn Johnson to stay on for another year.
The board made an announcement that it would be their intention to offer me, Lynn Johnson, a second year as an interim superintendent, with the intention to then reopen it for a permanent search next November.
Johnson said she accepted their invitation to stay on for another year.
I am so excited to be offered the opportunity to stay here for a second year as an interim. We've started some priorities and some goals and some aspirations together, both as a board and as a staff, and it really, to have 2 years to see them to fruition, I think is going to be very beneficial to the kids ultimately at the end. And I am just excited to have that opportunity because it is just a wonderful place to work. I have found people to be just so hardworking and committed to the purpose and the mission of the district, and I like being part of that kind of a team.
Johnson was hired as Harlan's interim school superintendent on July 15th. She had previously served as the Arlington, Nebraska school district superintendent before retiring from that district on June 30th of this year. Well, the Parents as Teachers, or PAT, program through Cass County Public Health is celebrating Parents as Teacher Day in Cass County this Friday, November 8th. PAT is a free program for families with children ages 0 to 5 that provides home visits to help young children grow up healthy, safe, and ready to learn. The PAT educators help connect community partners with parents to prepare children for kindergarten and beyond. Nancy Gibson, PAT coordinator, said Parents as Teachers has been providing services to Cass County residents since 1998, and we are a credentialed, evidence-based program. It is an honor and privilege to serve our youngest residents, she said, and be a part of their education system. PAT currently has two different educators who provide monthly home visits to families with young children. During those visits, they work on getting a complete health history, doing developmental screenings to catch any delays as early as possible, check on immunizations, and much more. Children in the program also have access to free vision, hearing, and dental checks. The Parent as Teachers program is partially funded by a grant from Boost for Families. And PAT currently has limited openings. Parents who are interested in the program can contact Nancy Gibson at 712-243-7475. Referrals are also welcome. Anyone who knows of a family that could benefit from participating is encouraged to call. In our news, Brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate for great quality service. Give Myron Gross Real Estate a call at 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.